For the past 8 years, President Barack Obama has been putting his stamp on US foreign policy. He entered office vowing to end the war in Iraq, and he authorised the mission to kill Osama bin Laden. But he's still grappling with the fight against Islamic State, and he's been powerless to end the war in Syria. One expert describes it as a mixed foreign policy legacy, and he's warning America's allies that a President Hillary Clinton would be more forward-leaning, while a Donald Trump presidency would deliver a foreign policy crisis. Peter Fever is a professor of political science and public policy at Duke University, and he was a member of President George W. Bush's National Security Council. He spoke to me earlier. Professor Fever, how would you describe President Obama's foreign policy legacy?
He's leaving a mixed legacy. The American foreign policy position is in a worse shape today than it was when he took over, and the next administration is going to have to deal with a range of threats, both the non-state threats like terrorist networks and the newly re-emergent state-based threats like assertive China, assertive Russia. This is going to be a challenge. Secretary Clinton, who's likely to win and take over, she's going to have to figure out how to do things differently from how Obama did it in order to dig out of the ditch that we find ourselves in.
Barack Obama was determined to redefine America's relationship with the Middle East. He wanted to undo George W. Bush's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Did he miscalculate there?
He campaigned on ending the Iraq war and on winning the Afghanistan war. He found that the Afghanistan war proved more challenging than he expected, and the Iraq war was going better than he had expected. And so he adjusted his Iraq policy and basically continued along the lines that the Bush administration had laid out for him until 2011, when he made the fateful decision to leave Iraq altogether.
And of
course, that was a change.
And of course, since then, he's had to send thousands of troops back to Iraq to fight Islamic State. What do you think of his strategy there?
The strategy he's following in fall of 2016 is probably the right one, but he arrived at it belatedly. The challenge for the next president will be to deal with the fact that the situation is worse than it needed to have been.
On the issue of Syria, President Obama said the use of chemical weapons would be a red line, and that line's been crossed, according to the UN. Is that a failure on his behalf?
President Obama doesn't think so. In fact, he believes that his failure to enforce the red line is one of the bright, shining moments of his foreign policy tenure. But I think in hindsight, most people, particularly most people associated with Secretary Clinton, believe that it was a mistake and that the Syrian government took the wrong message from it. And while it was good to get rid of the stockpiles of chemical WMD, but the rest of the price that was paid for that, the requirement to leave Assad in power, the open door that created for Russia, and the fact that the Syrian war continued and worsened and created ISIL, all of those as a price probably too high to pay.
Barack Obama launched the American pivot to Asia during his first term. He came to Australia to talk about it. US Marines are training in Australia's north. Do you think this policy, the pivot to Asia, is something that has reinforced alliances, or do you think it'll fade because the United States will remain preoccupied primarily with the Middle East?
Well, there's something of a paradox in the pivot to Asia. The parts of it that are good are not new. Working closely with allies to deepen our relationship so as to provide a hedge against China, but then at the same time engaging China, all of that was the grand strategy in Asia that Bush developed and passed on to Obama, and Obama continued it. And that part of the pivot worked well. The rhetorical emphasis and the talking about the pivot, that was new, and that hasn't worked out so well. It alarmed China and maybe convinced them that this was that we were on a faster push towards a Cold War standoff than was the case, and it also wrongly signaled in the Middle East and in Europe that we were pivoting, turning our backs on them. A pillar of Obama's Asia strategy has been the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and he probably made some tactical errors in the way he handled TPP, a little bit too slow in seeking a trade promotion authority from Congress. And now we have the predicament of the president promoting a policy, TPP that his own anointed successor, Hillary Clinton, who had a hand in creating the policy, is campaigning against. And so TPP, the very crucial pillar of the Asia strategy, is in trouble.
Well, Hillary Clinton was very invested at first in the US pivot to Asia. What do you think a Clinton administration would ask Australia to do?
Well, I think the Clinton administration will ask for some kind of sweetener to a side deal that would allow her to say, I've renegotiated the TPP, I've made it a better deal for America, and now we can pass it.
What else do you think a Clinton presidency might mean for Australia's foreign and security policy? I'm thinking particularly about China's contested territorial claims to the South China Sea. Do you think a Clinton administration would be asking Australia to step up and do a bit more, perhaps do some of these patrols inside the 12 nautical mile territorial zone of China's claimed areas?
Obama has already increased U.S. focus on Southeast Asia, and he's pursuing a pretty cautious strategy to push back on China, but not in a way that would provoke confrontation. I think Australia could expect that a Clinton administration would continue that, but perhaps lean a little bit further forward in the saddle in terms of FONOPS, these freedom of navigation operations designed to preserve international law claims about the islands and the rocks in South China Sea.
Hillary Clinton is, of course, a former Secretary of State. She proclaims her expertise in foreign affairs. When it comes to Afghanistan, Iraq, or indeed Libya, her positions appear to gravitate towards the use of military force. Is that a fair characterization? Can you see a shift in U.S. Policy there?
Relative to President Obama, she is more hawkish, and she was advocating the steps that Obama finally came to take in dealing with ISIL. She was advocating them earlier than he was. I do think that she would be perhaps more balanced than Obama. Obama has relied very heavily on drone strikes and very, very extreme light footprint operations. And I think a Clinton administration might have a wider toolbox.
And of course, we haven't at all talked about the possibility of a Trump presidency and what that might mean.
It doesn't look likely that he would win. But if he did win, well, that would be a foreign policy surprise, particularly now, given the way the betting is going. It would be such a shock that it would probably count as a foreign policy crisis from the get-go. And you would see a lot of scrambling in capitals around the world to make sense of what it meant. If he were to win, there would be some soul-searching in the other capitals. But if he were to win, there'd also be, I believe, some soul-searching within the Trump campaign, which would be like the proverbial dog that had chased the bus and it caught it and now had to figure out what to do with it.
Well, Peter Fever, thank you very much for speaking to The World Today.
Thank you.
Professor Peter Fever from Duke University.